shock troops of the countryside. The war in Europe continued. Although farmers jumped at the opportunity to produce more for the Allies and make more money for themselves, like most Americans, they wanted to stay out of the war. Then the attack on Pearl Harbor changed everything. Farmers dedicated themselves to the defeat of the Axis. They eagerly adopted science and technology, such as planting hybrid corn, to increase production. Yet even as farm output increased, food rationing went into effect. Farmers began using more and more machinery to replace animal power. The shift away from horses and mules freed up more land for the production of feed grain, which increased meat production. In 1942, the Food Administration was formed to bolster food production. "Food will win the war and right the peace," became USDA's slogan. Life on the farm got busy, even hectic. And by the end of 1942, farm labor became scarce. To stem the tide of men leaving farms to go to war, the government exempted 1,600,000 men from the draft. These farm workers helped fight the war on the home front. These shock troops of the countryside made a major difference. By the end of the war, U.S. food and fiber production reached record levels. As one farmer declared in a letter to President Roosevelt, they had surpassed the efforts of any other class of people in these United States.